Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
All right. Good morning, boys and girls. My name is Tom. Right alongside me, this is the Daily Wrap-Up, and right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, for the next 15 minutes, we're going to wrap up the last few days in sports. So let's start with those Indiana Pacers. So what do you think about Mr. Vogel and what's going on there, Josh?
I think it was a move that needed to be made. He did a good job. He won his first game, obviously, although they played the Toronto Raptors. They played the Cavaliers tonight. So he should win his first two games. Fans might tend to overreact and say, oh, my goodness, this is the guy we've been looking for. But no, it's not. The next Indiana Pacers head coach will be Mike Brown, formerly of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He brings everything the Pacers need. Discipline, dedication. He's great with young players. So I look for Mike Brown to be the next coach, but Frank Vogel will be all right for the rest of the season.
He'll just be all right. Okay, well, we'll see what happens there. Now, looking ahead here to the game against Cleveland, they come in at 8-40. They're fifth in the Central, and we're third in the Central. One would think, looking at on paper, they have a conference record of 7-24, and we have a conference record of 12-15. They're playing at home. What are your thoughts going there as we go into the Quicken Loans Arena at 7 o'clock?
We should win this game easily by at least 15 points, and if we don't, then maybe they didn't make the right choice for interim coach. We have the advantage at every position on the floor. We have a better coach than they do. No offense to Byron Scott. He was a great player. He's not a very good coach. They're just not a very good team. We should win this game pretty handily.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Josh, and we're gearing up for Super Bowl Sunday right here in the Midwest. Wow, what a couple of days it's been. If you like ice, if you like snow, if you like cold, if you like wind, well, I don't like any of those, but we've gotten all of those elements today. Well, the good thing about it, it is my anniversary, and my wife is off school today because of the weather, so get to spend the first anniversary with my wife all day long. But I guess that's the and the other positive thing is Punxsutawney Field did not see a shadow, so maybe spring is near there, Josh.
Maybe. By the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
So year you guys been married.
1 year. 1 year today. We got married on Groundhog's Day. So it's the same thing over and over and over again. Wouldn't trade it for the world, though. Wouldn't trade it for the world. And we're getting geared up for Super Bowl Sunday. Got some really good, exciting things happening here on The Balance, and we're really excited to talk with you about that and let you know what's going on there. Remember, you can always download our show off of iTunes there, and you can also catch us on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com, or on our Facebook. Well, Josh, wrap us up a little bit in the NBA, NCAA. I know there's some news about Purdue there, so wrap us up here real quickly while we've still got a few minutes left up in the wrap-up today, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Super Bowl Sunday.
The Hornets beat the Wizards 97-89 last night. Washington is yet to win a road game this NBA season. Portland 96-99. San Antonio 86. Boston 95. Sacramento 90. The Lakers 114. And Houston 104. That's your NBA wrap-up. In college basketball, Mississippi 76. Number 11, UK 69.
Number 18, Wisconsin, 66. Number 2, Purdue, 59. Purdue scored 8-0 in the last 50 seconds.
So I'm having a bit of technical difficulty here. You know, a little staticky.
Number I didn't hear it until you pointed it out.
Number 23, Florida, 65. Number 24, Vanderbilt, 61. Illinois, 68. Penn State, 51. Kansas, 88. Texas Tech, 66. Tonight, number 20, Minnesota is at IU at 7 p.m., although there's a good chance that game will be canceled as Indiana University is closed for the day.
Actually, they start classes at 1 o'clock, so I don't know if they're going to have the game or not, but chances are you're right, they're not.
Number 7, UConn versus number 17, Syracuse at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Villanova plays Marquette on ESPN. BYU plays Miami. San Diego State plays Colorado State.
Okay.
Duke plays
well,
Maryland. And that's it for the NCAA.
All right, Josh, thanks for wrapping us up on that. Well, guys, Super Bowl Sunday is just a few days away. And I'll tell you what, I don't know when it really began, but Media Day is just as much about Super Bowl as the actual game and as much about Super Bowl tradition as the awarding of the actual Lombardi Trophy, like gladiators being thrown to the lions. Green Bay Packers and Pittsburgh Steelers were thrust into one of the sports world's most bizarre scenes Tuesday, as members of the mainstream media mingled easily with reporters dressed as Super Bowl superheroes and glamorous television presenters, and some of them I heard were even in some very high heels. So Josh, I know you caught the media day. What were your thoughts? Did you pick up anything that is going on there?
James Harrison's likely to get a fine today. This is how he explained his actions to Commissioner Goodell. Fine, so you won't find me. I'll gently pick him up and lay him on the ground. But no, there wasn't anything really that. No, and it was a bunch of stupid questions, to be honest with you, like, what's your favorite color? Would you rather date Jessica Alba or Jessica Biel? Those types of questions.
Yeah,
but
I heard there was a man. I heard there was a man dressed in black tights and a cape and asked the Packers, A.J. Hawk, if he would consider becoming a member of his League of Superheroes.
I did see that.
And a woman wanted to know if Green Bay linebackers prefer Katy Perry or Lady Gaga, while someone else was curious about what players do when nature calls during the game. Those are the kind of questions that are being asked on Media Day, Josh.
Yeah, there was some pretty dumb questions, but on behalf of the balance, our continued condolences to the family of Officer Moore. I know you were watching the funeral yesterday. I didn't get to see much of it. But I can tell you thoughts and prayers about to his family.
That's right. Certainly, and what Josh is referring to there is the slain officer of the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department who fell in the line of duty after a routine traffic stop. And lost his life and gave the ultimate sacrifice. And we continue to remember and appreciate all the service that not only our police officers, but all of our people that protect us in the military and so forth. Well, Josh, are you ready for Super Sunday? Are you ready for the Super Bowl? Are you ready for the mega broadcast of the balance?
I am ready for the mega broadcast of the balance, part one of this year. I'm really looking forward to Super Bowl Sunday. And I'm excited because on Saturday night it will become official that former Colt Marshall Faulk will be going in to the NFL Hall of Fame this year. And I have already ordered tickets to go see his induction ceremony in August.
Cool. Well, that'd be worth the trip to Canton, Ohio. Well, Josh, real quickly here, we've got just a few minutes left. What are some of the things that we need to look for coming up and that we'll talk about on Sunday? And tell us about some of the things we're going to be covering on Sunday, and then we'll need to go right into the two-minute warning here.
Brett Favre apparently is not happy for the Green Bay Packers. There's a report that Aaron Rodgers tried to reach out to Brett Favre to see what he should expect this week. And Brett Favre not only didn't answer the phone, he's yet to call Aaron Rodgers back. So Brett Favre, once again being Brett Favre, acting like a crybaby, a little disappointed that Aaron Rodgers got the Packers back to the Super Bowl after Brett Favre apparently couldn't. And also on Sunday, I'm going to tell you why the city of Pittsburgh is going to be cheering for Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Well, we'd be interested in hearing that story. Well, guys, remember, we're doing a mega broadcast on Super Bowl Sunday, a super broadcast of The Balance. And you want to make sure that you're able to catch us on both Ustream and right here on Blog Talk Radio, because we're going to be covering the Super Bowl from one end to the other, and we're really looking forward to that opportunity to break down the Super Bowl and to deliver our picks. As we both know, we're going to deliver our picks right toward the end of the show. Hopefully everybody will stick around for that. We're looking forward to it. We'll have our chat room open. We'll have our call-in lines. We're looking forward to having some exciting guests on the show. So, Josh, take us into the two-minute warning.
Just like to remind everybody to stay at home. Don't risk your life to go out to the bar or go shopping or anything today. Just stay at home and stay tight. And tune in to watch Indiana Pacers try to go 2-0 under head coach Frank Vogel.
All right, Josh, that's right. The Indiana Pacers take on Cleveland tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll see how Coach Vogel does there. Well, my name is Tom, and right alongside me, as always, is $2 Bill. Josh, you have been wrapped up for February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. Again, Punxsutawney Phil did not see a shadow. So hopefully we're in for a very soon spring right here in the Midwest. Well, anyway, you're wrapped up.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.